And those that don't, you just have to separate from the group. But the big thing too, you have to learn to take the calls from the people out in town. That that's what takes time, and you have to learn to sift that a little bit, where put them to department heads or wherever. Like the street's bad, you got a street department now, but we didn't quite have that way then. You'd have to call City Hall and later, right quick, Ross went to work and did the personnel part, and I didn't have to fool with that. But it gets more complicated every day, and that's why it's more expensive every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes more and more people every day to run the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So probably for the job that you did, there's probably, 50, 60 people doing and all the stuff you did now?
I have no idea, but...
I bet so, because if you were running all of what human resources would be, then...
Yeah.
That right there is a lot of people.
Of course, now, in all fairness, you had less people, but you didn't have all these extra things that you got to do. Mm-hmm. As I say, I always want to treat people fair anyway, but now that's not enough. You carry these things to the nth degree. You could try to treat this man and woman the same for the same job, but you got to be able to prove you're not discriminating or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do. And it's something you've always got people that wanna get to work and then sue the entity of government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bad part about it.
Well, you said before, I was going to ask you that a lot of your kids went away to college, but then they came back. Why do you think they came back to Roswell?
They had a good experience growing up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a good experience growing up here. Carol was at the house just before I left. She's the one who went to Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
What made her want to go to Colorado?
Well, she went to Kennesaw I forgot now how long she went to Kennesaw. Maybe, I don't know what it was, on the semester system for a quarter, but
mm-hmm.
then she just wanted to see some more of the world, I guess. So she got to Colorado and graduated there, and then she came back home.
Wow.
And then she got a job teaching with Fulton County.
Oh, she's a teacher.
Teaching English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, English major.
Wow.
And then she met a man with Delta, and I won't call his name because he was one of the top people who had a relative in the school she was teaching.
Oh.
And had taught the child. And then he was thanking us for doing some whatever it was that helped the child out. And she just mentioned she thought she might like to be a flight attendant, a stewardess, or whatever they call them. Mm. And he asked if you put your application in. She says no, but she was going to do it. So she put her application in, and she was hired, and then she did that for 18 years.
Wow.
And she took time off when they came up with this 911 fiasco.
Hmm.
And she wouldn't let somebody else be off and have the job.